Hello, Audio Boo. It is Sultan again, and it is still Sunday, the 3rd of August, 2014. Today, I tried not to think about it actually, but today, back in 2007, I retired my first guide dog, Honey. It was a Friday. And I remember it so well. On the 3rd of August 2007, my first guide dog, Honey, was retired. I remember that the rehab worker, Jane, came to my house to collect Honey because that's what I asked for. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to rehome Honey myself. Didn't know anyone that could keep her, so I had to let her go, and it was the most awful thing I had to do. But she had a good home with people who really cared and loved her, and they kept in contact with me, and for that I'm eternally grateful. She was 11 and I had her since she was a year and 8-9 months. And she was absolutely wonderful. And I miss her still. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't have fond memories of her. And they are fond memories now. I think of all the good things that we did together and all the new experiences that I went through, and if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be as independent as I am today. If it wasn't for her, I may not have wanted another guide dog. But having her really gave me the confidence and the independence to want to be out and about and to want another guide dog. Sadly, Honey only lived 2 and a bit years. Well, almost 3 years. She had almost 3 years of retirement. She retired on the 3rd of August 2007 and died 19th of July 2010. And I think retiring a dog is never easy, but it's always really hard to retire first. No one's ever going to take her memories away from me, and I'll always love her. And guide dogs, thank you for giving me such a lovely friend. And I feel saddened that I wasn't able to keep her, but at the same time glad that she had a good life when she was retired. So today I had been thinking about that. It was at the back of my mind. Didn't say too much about it to anyone. But it's fine. I'm happy. I've got a good life. I've got a lovely fiancé who I love very much. And I have a wonderful guide dog in Zara who I love very much too. And I love dogs and can't ever imagine my life without one. Tonight, Darren and I went for a meal at Charcoal Grill. It's a Greek restaurant. And it was nice. I had tiramisu salata for start with pita bread. It came with a little salad. And then for my main course, I had roast lamb, roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, boiled potatoes, and veg, which was cabbage, carrots, and peas. And it also came with mint sauce and gravy. I was too stuffed, so I didn't have a pudding. Had a cup of tea and a J2O. Darren had... people are going to be very shocked by this, but he had garlic bread and calamari for his starter, And then he had a large roast lamb with same things on it, but more of it. And then for his pudding or dessert, sweet, whatever you want to call it, he had, I think it was raspberry cheesecake or blackcurrant, or well, something like that, something cheesecake with ice cream. And he had 2 glasses of wine and 2 sambucas. And we were on our way home and discovered that they hadn't charged us for our main courses. So he came after us and we had to pay more money. Part of it was a bit funny, but it was very incompetent on his member of staff's part. So all in all, it's been a good day, but a mixed one at the same time. So I'm going to upload this boo. I'm going to take Zara to the vets in the morning here, and hopefully she has gotten over her eye infection, or it's starting to clear. I'm not quite sure what they are going to say, but I will update audio boo when I come back from the vets. So I will upload this boo and bid you all a very good night, and thank you for listening. Bye bye.